Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you may press star 1 on your phone to ask a question. I would like to inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. I will now turn the call over to Katie Wagner. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Denise. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining NOAA's media teleconference on the 2022 Status of Stocks report. Our press release with a link to the report was made available earlier today and can be found in the newsroom on the NOAA.gov website. Joining me today is our speaker, Kelly Dennett, Director of NOAA Fisheries Office of Sustainable Fisheries. With that, I would now like to welcome Kelly, who is joining us for the opening of today's call.
Thank you, Katie. Good afternoon to everyone who has joined us on our call today, and thanks for the opportunity to share our latest Status of the Stocks report for 2022, which highlights our efforts to manage more than 490 U.S. fish stocks. This report is conducted annually to provide a snapshot of the status of our nation's fisheries and tracks our progress toward rebuilding fish stocks, which has broad economic impacts on fisheries communities nationally. To set the stage, when we talk about fish stocks, a stock is on the overfishing list when the annual catch rate is too high, and a stock is on the overfished list when the population size of a stock is too low, whether because of fishing or other reasons. Now to the data from our 2022 Status of the Stocks report. U.S. fisheries show slight improvements with 93% of stocks not subject to overfishing and 81% not overfished. Positive trends were seen this year with the number of stocks on the overfishing list down to 24. That's down from 26. And the number of overfished stocks decreased to 48, down from 51. And we conducted 198 stock assessments in fiscal year 2022. Looking at the big picture, our efforts resulted in 49 stocks being rebuilt since 2000. These statistics demonstrate that our fisheries management here in the United States continues to set the standard for sustainability. For those who follow our data annually, you may notice an increase in the number of stocks this year at 492, up from 460 in 2021. In 2022, we implemented new island-based fishery management plans for Puerto Rico, St. Thomas and St. John, and St. Croix, consolidating existing Caribbean fishery management plans and bringing 32 new stocks under NOAA's management authority. These new plans account for differences between fishing sectors, available markets for harvested products, fishermen and their fishing communities, and the social and cultural attributes unique to each island area. Managing fisheries sustainably is an adaptive process that relies on sound science, innovative management approaches, effective enforcement, meaningful partnerships, and robust public participation. In partnership with the regional fishery management councils and interstate fisheries commissions, our dynamic, science-based management process is proving successful at ending overfishing, rebuilding stocks, and adjusting management measures in response to the complex challenges of climate change. Sustainable U.S. fisheries play an important role in the nation's economy, providing opportunities for commercial, recreational, and subsistence fishing, and in providing sustainable seafood for consumers. Our latest data shows that U.S. commercial and recreational fishing supports 1.7 million full and part-time jobs in fishing across the broader economy and generated over $253 billion in sales impacts and contributed $79.4 billion to the GDP. Our nation's fisheries and the aquaculture industry are crucial to both global food security and ocean sustainability. Maintaining sustainable fisheries contributes significantly to the U.S. economy and helps meet the growing challenge of increasing seafood supply. By ending overfishing and rebuilding stocks, we are strengthening the value of U.S. fisheries to the economy, our communities, and the marine ecosystem. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Katie.
Thanks so much, Kelly. We will now take specific questions about the report from the call participants. For this portion of the call, we also have a subject matter expert on the line to address questions, Karen Green, a fishery management specialist in our Office of Sustainable Fisheries. Operator, please remind the call participants how they can get in the queue to ask a question.
Thank you. It is star 1 if you would like to ask a question, star 2 if you would like to withdraw. It does take a few moments for the questions to come through. One moment. I'm showing no questions at this time. I do have a question that comes from Nathan Strout with Seafood Source. Your line is open.
Awesome. Thank you. Sorry. Takes me longer than you'd think to hit star one. I'm curious for 2023 and the years beyond. Does NOAA have a schedule or expectations for how much the overfishing list is expected to be reduced? Like, are there targets that you're meeting or pursuing as you compile this list? Thanks.
Sure. Thanks for that question, Nathan. As you know, the Madison Stevens Act requires us to work with the regional fishery management councils to prevent overfishing and rebuild fish stocks. So that is a constant effort that we are undertaking in that partnership, and that fluctuates from year to year depending on what our new science finds. As you know, and as I mentioned, we have our robust scientific process that is constantly updating itself and finding new information and producing stock assessments that give us additional information. So there's no target per se, other than our continued goal to always prevent overfishing and rebuild fish stocks as we become aware of those situations.
Thanks. Can I ask a follow-up real quick?
Please.
Yeah, no, just I guess to narrow down on that, are fisheries being rebuilt or sustained at better rates than expected? Or, you know, it's nice to say that two were removed this year or that that the number is decreasing. However, you know, is there a timeline for how you would expect that to be playing out?
I think what I focus on, Nathan, is the fact that we have 93% of our stocks not subject to overfishing, and to me that's an incredible statistic for us to be able to articulate. And as I mentioned, I think really sets the standard for sustainability with respect to our fisheries management approach. Obviously, we are always working to improve our system and address overfishing or overfished situations when they come up. So again, there's no timeline per se. It's an ongoing adaptive process that's occurring constantly.
Great, thanks. Yeah, I didn't mean to push you on that. Just
no.
For clarification. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And as a reminder, it is star one if you'd like to ask a question. I am showing no other questions at this time.
With that, I want to thank today's speakers, Kelly Dennett and Karen Green. An audio file of today's call will be made available online at the bottom of our press release on NOAA.gov later this afternoon. And finally, if you have any follow-up questions, please contact me, Katie Wagner, at 443-458-8480. Again, 443-458-8480. Or at nmfs.pa@noaa.gov. That's nmfs.pa@noaa.gov. This concludes today's call. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect and have a wonderful afternoon.